Parsha Naso, right before the Parsha of the Sota, there's a few halachot that you might miss, because there's a few bunched together. It has the rules of the Shiloh HaMachana getting sent out of the camp, it has the rules of Korban Asham, and Gezel HaGer, and then it tells us in Perakei Pasuk Yod, V'isha Kodeshav Lo Yeh, Isha She'itin the Kohen Lo Yeh. Whatever you want to give to a Kohen, you can give to any Kohen you want. This is what we refer to in Halacha as Tovat Hanah. Let's say, have to give Truma. So Truma just means that I have to give either a 40th, a 50th, a 60th to a Kohen. Which Kohen? Any Kohen I want. I have a Kohen next door and I'm lazy. That one works. I really, really like a certain other Kohen. I want him to like me, and he lives far away. I'll go to him. I'm related to a Kohen because somebody married into the family. Great, I give it to him. Any Kohen I want, that's my prerogative. I get to give it to that Kohen. But right beforehand, the Pasuk tells us regarding somebody who stole something and has to, because of that, has to add a Chomesh. So in the Asham, so V'emein Leish Goel Hashiv Hashem Alava. So in addition to the korban he has to bring, he has to give that bit back. And who does he give it back to? Let's say it was a ger, there's no family, there's no next of kin. So who do we give it to? So that goes to the kohanim of that mishmar. Whoever, right, the kohanim didn't all serve in the temple all year in the mikdash all year long. They took turns. They had shifts. So they may have had 24 shifts, and then that meant they worked 2 weeks a year, and everybody works on the regal. But so whoever's turn it was that day, that's the person who gets this bit of money that you're supposed to give to a Kohen. So why is the din, says Esther Moshe, finds in the Darsh Moshe, why is the din of Tovat Hanah, of Truma, placed right after the Pasuk about the Parsha of Gezel HaGer? We have one pasuk that says, Gezel Ger, when you bring the Asham, okay, bring the little bit extra, the Chomesh, give it to the Kohen who's serving at that time. And almost the next breath, we get, and when you bring Truma, give it to any Kohen you want. So that's what we refer to again as Tovat Hanah. So why is the din of Tovat Hanah come right after the Parsha of Gezel Ger? And Moshe Feinstein says, to answer this question, that it's to teach you a very important lesson. Which one would we think is more shaykh to being Hashem's and Kodesh and let's call it special and otherworldly and less out of my domain and more in Hashem's domain? Truma. I might think this is my food and that's Kodesh food. In other words, the right now the food is tevel. I separate the truma, okay, ignore myself for the minute. I separate the truma, and now I get to eat the other 39/40ths, let's say. And this 1/40th is Kodesh, so this 39/40th is mine, and the 1/40th is Hashem's. On the other hand, what might I think is mine? The Gezel HaGer. Gezel, I took something from him, I shouldn't have taken him, I need to return it to him. He's not here. Okay, let me give it to a Kohen. Which Kohen should I give it to? Any Kohen I want. It's my little problem. This has nothing to do with Kedusha. This has nothing to do with the 40th of my food that should be consecrated in Kodesh and Hekdesh and Truma, all for Hashem. This has to do with me trying to do some tshuva. So says R' Moshe Feinstein, all of that, the opposite. The one that you think is Davar Kodesh, that's Davar Chol. And the one who thinks it's Davar Chol, that one's Davar Chodesh. You would think Gezel Ger is supposedly Chol, so therefore the Tovat Hanah, getting to choose which coin to give it to, belongs to me. So I'm the one trying to make it up here. Hashem says, no, you don't get to decide. That goes to whichever coin is serving in the Mishmeret at that time. Truma, on the other hand, the one that I might think, that's Hashem's, let him tell me who to give it to. Hashem says, no, you can decide. Whichever coin is your favorite right now, whoever you feel you want to give it to, you could give your truma to. Specifically, the one that you think is chol, is mundane, that's specifically the one that Hashem is saying, no, that's shaykh lagavoh. That is the one that belongs to the mikdash, to the kohanim, to Hashem. So therefore, Gezel Ager, you don't get Tovar Hanoa, it goes to the Anshe Mishmar. And the Kodesh of the Bailim of Truma, there you get Tovar Hanoa. You can decide which Kohen to give it to. And what do we learn from all this? That everything that we have to realize, if it's ours, it's not really ours. It's ours because Hashem says we get to have it. Mishulchan gavoa kazachu. We got it because Hashem is letting us have it. So I have 40 bushels of fruit that grew in my orchard, my field. So I give 1/40 of it to the Kohanim. And 39/40 are mine. Why do I get to have it? Because Hashem says I get to have it. Not because it's mine and I'm giving a little bit to the Kohen. But rather Hashem says, Mishulchan gavoas kazachu, you are getting to eat this. I want you to have it. Or in the words of Divrei Hayamim, Yadcha natnu lecha, from his hand, from Hashem's hand, he gave it to you. So from here we see the very important lesson that everything that ends up in our hands, whatever we have to spend and eat and enjoy, all of that is really from Hashem. Like in a Korban Shlomim, even the part that when you give a Korban Shlomim, you eat some. But you're eating something Kodesh. You're eating a chelek, a bailim of something that is sacred, that is shel gavoa. So therefore, we have to make sure that which we're doing is l'shem shamayim, because it's Kodesh. Even if we think it's ours, it's really only ours, because Hashem says it's ours. Koch is a very important lesson, I will add, because Shavuos is coming up and this week, and we know that this isn't in the Rav Moshe Feinstein, but I'm going to add as an ending. The Gemara discusses whether Yontif is supposed to be Lashem or Lachem, if it's yours or for Hashem. Do we spend all day eating and enjoying ourselves, or spend all day davening and learning? And the Gemara has Machloket, and some say Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, and the Gemara says everybody agrees Shavuos at least has to be a little bit Lachem. And why is that? Because on Shavuos, that's the Torah's message. The Torah's message is that the Torah is for you as well. And specifically the Korban we bring on Shavuos, guess what? It's a Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim is the Korban that we eat some, and that's considered Kodesh. And that's the message of the Torah, as opposed to, I will add, that many other nations have the concept of, many other religions have the concept of Kedusha. But in their eyes, Kedusha is what you do when you pray, and everything else is our life. And the Chiddush of the Torah is that, no, even when I sleep, it could be sleeping for Hashem. When I eat, it could be eating for Hashem. Everything I do, I could be doing in order to have money, to be able to serve Hashem, in order to be able to sleep, to have koach and strength to serve Hashem, in order to be able to better serve Hashem. Yashar koach.